Photo. Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, reported there are 57 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital, with 5 of them in the intensive care unit for Monday, January 17. Also on Monday, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, reported 319 new COVID-19 cases. This number takes into account all new cases for Saturday, Sunday and Monday, since PHSD does not report case numbers during the weekend. One new death was also reported in Monday's summary, and while no specific details were provided, since the pandemic was declared in March of 2020, there have been 59 deaths reported in the Sudbury Health Unit jurisdiction. There is another new outbreak at Sudbury's HSN Hospital and a new outbreak at the Sudbury Jail. There are now 21 active outbreaks in the health unit area. Across Ontario on Thursday, there were 565 COVID patients in intensive care units. The health unit is also reporting there are now 948 active cases that are being monitored locally. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 7,983 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 7,035 of those cases are now resolved. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 283 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 26 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 10 new cases for the Manitoulin District. The Wequemcong Unceded Territory, WUT, reported an outbreak in that area of Manitoulin Island and said the WUT administrative building will be closed for the rest of this week. Residents can contact the WUT Facebook page for further updates. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 146 new cases linked to outbreaks, 11 new cases associated with close contact of a confirmed case, 25 new cases with no known epidemiological link, 133 cases with information missing, and 4 additional cases that are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 2,871 total cases, an increase of 104 cases. The next highest number was 1,951 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 83. There were also 1,849 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 38. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 943 cases total, an increase of 52. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 369 cases, an increase of 42. There was no change in the not specified category, which has 0 cases. Note. The numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 367,715 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 2,260 tests since Friday's report. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 77.9% of all people in the PHSD area. Public Health is also reporting a new outbreak at the hospital, as of January 14, on the 5th floor. There are now 3 separate outbreaks at the hospital, as well as at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 57 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 5 of those COVID patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 14 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of the 20 patients was admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. HSN has also reported 12 past positives for COVID-19, patients who no longer have the disease but still require care. 2 of those 12 patients were in the ICU. There are also now three separate active COVID-19 outbreaks at the hospital, fourth floor, south tower, as of Jan.3, and sixth floor, north tower, as of Jan.8, and fifth floor, south tower, as of January 14. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario government daily website reported 8,521 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. This includes 565 COVID patients in intensive care. Also today, the province reported 22 new COVID-19 deaths.